Watch, DC Police HQ windows smashed after man dies in moped chase. By Bob Price on October 27, 2020. Anti-police protesters smashed the windows of a Washington, D.C. headquarters Tuesday night. These actions center around on the death of a man who police say crashed while attempting to evade apprehension. Video tweeted by Kitty Shackelford shows a woman arguing with police outside the doors of the D.C. headquarters building. The woman is reported to be the mother of Karan Hilton, 20, who died in the moped crash with officers chasing behind him. Washington, D.C. police headquarters windows smashed in and mob outside, protesting the death of a man who crashed into a wall on a moped while police were in pursuit. Link to story below. Hashtag DC protests pic.twitter.com/xbrxcxkm0i. Kitty Shackelford, at Kitty Lists, October 27, 2020. The smashed windows can be seen in the background as police talk with a distraught mother. "You're defending a building," the woman screamed at police. "I'm defending my son. You're defending a building. I'm defending my son." Mother of hashtag Karan Hilton hashtag DC protests pic.twitter.com/kvrgvi. Chuck Modi, at Chuck Modi 1, October 27, 2020. Protesters attempted to push their way into the headquarters. An officer opens door. Mother of hashtag Karan Hilton tries to enter but pushed out. Many family members say Officer Sutton regularly harassed citizens. Hashtag DC protests pic.twitter.com/pkqw846w1. Chuck Modi, at Chuck Modi 1, October 27, 2020. The protest follows Hilton's death from injuries sustained in a moped crash on Friday. Police say officers saw Hilton riding down the sidewalk on an electric moped. He was reportedly not wearing a helmet, VUSA CBS 9 reported. When officers activated their lights and siren, police say Hilton took off down an alley. They say he crashed into a car when he exited the alley onto another street. Residents of the community say they believe the police cruiser drove into the moped and pushed him into the oncoming traffic. "Tell them to release the body camera footage," a man told the VUSA 9 reporter. There does not appear to be an eyewitness to the actual crash other than the driver of the car Hilton impacted. Police say they cannot release any information about that driver under the law. One video published by Fox 5 shows what appears to be the police vehicle following the moped. Short video of the moped incident. He was pursued by police and crashed into a car coming out of an alleyway. Via Fox 5 hashtag DC protests pic.twitter.com/3DHF1XU. Kitty Shackelford, at Kitty Lists, October 27, 2020. Radio journalist Daniela Cheslow tweeted a video and said protesters punched holes in the police headquarters windows. Protesters in D.C. have punched holes in the glass of the police building on Georgia Avenue demanding justice for Karan Hilton, a 20-year-old killed Friday in a police traffic stop. Hashtag protests pic.twitter.com/0vmo9fxc3. Daniela Cheslow, at Daniela Cheslow, October 27, 2020. Black Lives Matter D.C. tweeted a call for support. "Protest support needed at 4D Police Station now, 6001 Georgia Avenue Northwest pic.twitter.com/6xlovepilkey. Black Lives Matter D.C., at Dime of Black Lives, October 27, 2020. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.